farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
On today's edition of Calling Farmers, we highlight three recipients of the 2016 Dembe Lifetime Achievement Award. Stay with us to find out more at Later or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. For the 2014-15 financial year, the Legal Aid Clinics and Council completed over 7,000 consultations, 1,400 gun, circuit, resident magistrate and appeal court matters, as well as 2,900 duty council assignments. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all. Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries, Donovan Stanberry, is one of several recipients of the Dembe Lifetime Achievement Award for 2016. Mr. Stanberry entered the civil service in 1996 and since then has served in several ministries in various capacities. In March 2016, he was appointed Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Industry, Commerce, Agriculture and Fisheries following his previous appointment as Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Agriculture and Fisheries for the period March 2006 to February 2016. Mr. Stanberry also served as Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Land and Environment, Chief Technical Director in the Ministry of Water and Housing, Senior Director in the Ministry of Public Utilities and Transport, Lecturer at the University of Technology, and as Senior Economist at the Planning Institute of Jamaica. He has also served on several government boards. Mr. Stanberry is an alumnus of the Garvey Maseo High School in Maypen, Clarendon, and a deacon in his church. 87-year-old pimento grower Hugh Lyon was another recipient of the 2016 Dembe Lifetime Achievement Award. Mr. Lyon is one of the longest-serving members of the Jamaica Agricultural Society Board, having served for close to 30 years. He is also one of 42,000 pimento growers on the island.
I've made so many new friends in this organization, and I thank you all very much. I did not expect anything like this.
Our third Dembe Lifetime Achievement Award recipient, Egbert Bob Miller, began his tenure at Dembe in 1962, where he received the Jamaica 4-H Blue Ribbon Award for efficiency in lining and planting crops and contouring lands. Back in those days, he says, you would have to pay 2 pence to use the bathrooms at the Dembe Showground in Maypen, Clarendon. Since then, he has won Champion Farmer for St. Anne for 17 consecutive years and the coveted National Champion Farmer for Jamaica on 2 occasions. In 2007, he was awarded Farmer of the Year by the Inter-American Institute for Cooperation on Agriculture, ICA.
I regard this presentation as the best one I've ever had. This one is a summary of all that I have achieved at Dembe.
A Justice of the Peace, Miller is also a member of the Order of Distinction in the rank of Officer for service in the field of agriculture. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. You can't get O's, you have to turn under cow belly for see man in view. Translation: if you can't get a house, you will have to stay under a cow's belly to save the morning dew. And this means one should learn to make the best of any circumstance.
This is a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division. All jurors who served at the Corporate Area Coroner's Court between September and December 2015 are being asked to contact the court immediately at 922-829-022 or 299-4833. The numbers again, 922-829-022 or 299-4833. That was a public service announcement brought to you by the Court Administration Division.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.